AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, 930 on a Thursday morning means it's time for me to spend a little bit of time with Brad Dungis, talking about the people and products and, for that matter, services at Dungis Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Oh, sure
I like fall weather, so some years we don't get much of it. Yeah. I'm going to be happy about it. So.
No, it's nice when it starts to change and you know, it gets crisp in the morning and a beautiful sunny day today. So. A little bit of rain.
Yeah, I know people will walk in the door wherever you happen to work and say, it's chilly out there this morning. Mm-hmm. Well, no, you ain't seen chilly yet, but we'll get there eventually, you know.
That's a great thing about Oklahoma. We certainly get all the seasons.
We do.
Usually get to enjoy them for a little while anyway.
Yeah, and after that, then we kind of say, well, I've had enough winter or I've had enough fall or enough spring or whatever it is.
It
well, spring's usually pretty short. But anyway.
That's right. But it is a busy time of year here in Bartlesville, too.
There's
lots of stuff going on with high school sports and all kinds of stuff going on today with the Woolrock Road Races having their expo out at the Hilton Garden Inn, where they'll be out, I think, this afternoon from 4 to 7 with a health and fitness expo.
Okay.
And their races coming up Saturday, Saturday morning. If you want, you're still interested in that, I'm sure you can check that out if you just go hit Run the Streets Woolrock 8K, which that's a big event that's been going on for over three decades, and we're proud to sponsor that again.
We had them in last week. You can check the archives online, BartlesvilleRadio.com, if you choose to.
That's right. The expo should be really cool. Lots of stuff going on and things to look at and learn about, so check that out this afternoon if you're out moving around. Also going on this weekend is the Right Chef competition.
Yes.
We've got that going on, and there's a chance for the public to be involved in that this year. On Monday night at the Price Tower, there'll be a reception where the six finalists are going to prepare hors d'oeuvres, and there'll be a public choice award and a bunch of chances to meet the chefs and everybody involved in it. It's been such an outstanding program. It's kind of overwhelmed us in a little way at the Tower because we had almost 700 applicants this year and have got it down to six finalists. They're from all over the country. We have one who won Chopped, the show on television, from Philadelphia that's coming. We have two people from Florida that'll be here, one from Las Vegas, one from New Orleans, one from Houston, I think. Six great finalists have narrowed it down. They'll arrive this weekend. They assemble they go to the store and get the stuff they need, and then on Monday they have a contest. We're going to use the commercial kitchens out at Tri-County Tech, and they do a cook-off. We've got an illustrious field of judges that are going to help us select this. Some great local people, but people from all over the world. Pete Silas is coming back to town to help us with that. Of course, his mother and father were instrumental in helping us make the Price Tower Art Center what it is today. So he's coming back. We've got people from Crystal Bridges, from Tulsa, food places that you've heard of, all kinds of great judges. So it's a really neat time for that. And so you can check that out on the Price Tower Art Center website, pricetower.org, or rightchef.com. And just check that out there. You can get tickets for that event online there. And then we've got some other stuff going on. I got some guests here today. I'll let you guys introduce yourselves. Hello.
Hi.
Ladies
My
first.
Name is Ashley Sykes, and I'm Director for Family Promise here in Bartlesville.
I'm Tim Hudson. I'm on the Family Promise Board.
Hi, Tim and Ashley. Welcome.
Hey.
Welcome. You guys have an event coming up, too.
We're still kind of wowed by your... We were whispering about this. That's... Wow.
The cook-off thing.
How many did you have last... How many applicants did you have last
there
year?
There were over 300 last year. It was a pretty big deal. Or almost 300. I think 270 or something. But, no, this is a big deal, and... You know, it's made such a difference at the Tower to have people going up there and checking it out this year. Our visitation has gone up so much. And, you know, we've had a few more rooms rented and stuff like that. But what we're seeing is that the getting people into the restaurant and our tours are up. People are really engaging with the Tower and kind of recognizing how cool it is, I think. And with the... You know, maybe a little bit's the interest in the Tower Green, too, which is another exciting thing going on in Bartlesville right now. We'll have our final meeting of the Community Green Project. We haven't really named it yet, so I think that'll kind of be decided in the next meeting or two. And hopefully have that thing going to bid here pretty soon. But that's got a lot of interest in downtown Bartlesville, and there's just so much going on. And yeah, I think that it is kind of just such a great deal to have this contest idea every year. And you know, I tell you, the committee that's involved in that is so active and engaged. You know, it just tells you it's a special thing. It's got a life of its own.
I'm kind of jealous of it. Have you eaten some of this stuff already?
I have not eaten any of the new chef stuff. Of course, you know, you can still go to the tower today at lunch or tonight at dinner and see what Chef Jimmy created last year. And Jimmy's gone, but what he left behind is outstanding. And
his stuff was so good. And he did, you know, I know I seem really refined. I'm not at all. I usually go to McDonald's and stuff. So for me to like go to those places like that, and then like Jimmy comes out and he talks to you, and it's like on the Food Network. It's awesome.
Yeah,
I love it. And the food's good too.
It's good, and you know, it really isn't that expensive. I mean, you can spend a lot of money if you want to, but they have great price points, and they really want to make it accessible for people, and that's something that
they do it right.
Well, you know, in the contest, that's part of it too, because they get a budget, and they're all just going to go to the grocery store and buy the stuff they need to make this food, and then for the night when they'll be finished the contest, then they'll go and start the hors d'oeuvres for the event that evening. It's all in the same day, so it's a big deal. They're going to be working really hard, and there's going to be a special secret ingredient in the hors d'oeuvre flight that night where they don't even know what it's going to be, and then they're going to have to use that to create something special.
When is
for
this?
Everyone.
When is this?
It's Monday night.
Monday
okay. night at the Price Tower.
I'm texting Rhonda.
It's coming up October 15th. Yeah, check it out, everybody. 6:30 in the main gallery at the Price Tower. Come check it out. It'll be a great time.
Nice,
you can check out the tickets for that are available at therightchef.com, and there's a lot more information.
How much
there
are the
about
tickets
it.
For that?
They're $50.
Okay.
And it's right,
W-R-I-G-H-T, just like Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, we started out a little to go down your direction there. You guys have another event coming up. I mean, we've been through the eating and running. Now, I guess running, then eating. But now coming up, you guys have like a bike ride coming up, which is another thing we love.
Yeah, it's the first time we've done it. I don't think anyone's done anything like this.
Well, but, no.
We're touring around Bartlesville, around the Price Tower and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we'll have a booth at the Price Tower or a stop there where the bikers will stop, as well as community center, library, you know, Centennial Plaza, some of the kind of historical stops in Bartlesville.
Okay.
And it's not a race or anything, but just kind of a fun family event where anybody of all ages can come and participate and kind of have a fun little bike ride around Bartlesville.
Cool. And when is this?
We are doing it October 20th.
Okay, so
it's got a
couple weeks till that happens. And you know, and tell us about what you're promoting with this event, because I know there's something that's behind this. You mentioned you're on the board, Tim.
I think Ashley's better at talking about Family Promise than I am.
Tell us about Family Promise.
Family Promise is a nonprofit organization that helps homeless families. So our mission is to help homeless families achieve independence through a community-based response. That's kind of our mission, and it takes the community to do that. And we're part of some local churches in town that help us do that as well, and just community partnerships around Bartlesville. So our ultimate goal is to take a family from homelessness and to self-sufficiency.
Awesome.
And there's a number of ways to do that, but you know, they have to be able to pass a drug screening and a background check, and I kind of do a real intense kind of intake process with them, kind of get a little bit more into the family history.
What's going on, how you got there. I mean,
a
lot of times poverty like that's generational.
Right. But we've had a lot of medical, evictions, loss of job, you know, things like that really put somebody into a critical situation. And we take those families, and usually it takes about 3 to 4 months. We require them to get a job. And once they do, they have to save 80% of their check. That's kind of how we help them save. We do budgets with them. They're involved in classes, home visitation classes for parenting and kind of child development stuff. And As well as we partner with Grand Lake to do their Circle of Security class there.
Okay.
So we do a number of things with them, and once they've completed their goals and saved their money and done their budgets and those classes, then they're at graduation, and we stay with them for a year after they graduate.
It's a year,
as well.
So it takes
it takes them about 3 to 4 months, depending on how fast they get a job, to graduate out of the program and into their home. But then we also stay with them for a year afterwards, just to make sure everything's
still going
okay.
And you give them a place to live then for the first three or 4 months or however long that first
period
takes?
Yes, that's where we use the local churches.
Okay.
And they stay the night at the churches.
Find a place to stay the night at the church.
Yes, they stay the night. They provide a meal and they stay the night at the church.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get up and they come back to the day center. And I always say Family Promise is not an easy program.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be motivated and kind of... want to do better.
How many families are you able to help at one time?
We usually do anywhere from 3 to 5 families. We're kind of small, so we don't take more than 14 people at a time.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And we've graduated 12 families out since we've been there, and I keep in contact with every family that's ever come through there, which is really cool.
And how long has it been going on? You mentioned
a little over 3 years.
3 years, all right. Well, it's something people may not have heard of. It's been
right.
In Bartlesville. And really sounds like a neat organization, and like so many things in Bartlesville, tying things together and using the resources that are there and helping people one-on-one. That's really neat.
I think that's what keeps our success rate kind of really good, because, our success rate is about 80%. I think that comes from just the loving community and us wrapping our arms around these families and just really coming together to help them.
And how do people get more information on that? Or if they know someone who might be interested in the program, what should they do?
Well, we do have a website, and we also have a Facebook page, which both of those have have my email and contact information on there if somebody's interested. Or, the day center, we're located and where my office is the old Bargain Box. So if somebody just wanted to come by, it says Anchor House out front.
Okay.
If somebody was interested in volunteering or wanting to know how to
need
how
for
to,
volunteers as well. What kind of stuff do you need help with?
There's a number of things: office stuff, mentoring, doing some, just coming in and just hanging out with the families, reading books to the children.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we need bus drivers to drive our bus to and from the congregations. So there's a number of things that people can help out with.
All right. And what is the website?
It's www.familypromise.org.
Okay.
Well, that's the national one. And if you're going to our local one, it's the same except for it's familypromise-ok.org.
Okay, great.
Family Promise WC, I'm sorry,
WC.
-ok.org.
So it's a national organization.
Yes, we are a part of 200-plus affiliates.
Okay.
So we have 4 now in Oklahoma. We just opened one in Tulsa in July.
Neat.
And then we have the one here in Bartlesville, Lawton, and Shawnee right now.
All right. Great communities. That's a really neat program. It sounds like you're having a real impact on those families for sure.
Yeah.
That impacts our whole community. That's really neat. How did you get involved, Tim?
I don't even remember how. I was obviously a supporter of it before I was actually on the board, and I believe Kelly Becker is who got me involved with it. People realize, when you show interest, it's like they're kind of all over you.
So you asked too many questions.
Yeah.
I acted like I was, oh, that's kind of cool, and then next thing you're on the board.
That's great.
I mean, you can't beat the cause. And I mean, I really like the just striving to make things better. I mean, it's like it's a win-win situation when, we have successes with the families. And, obviously these are families. I mean, it's not just like somebody's down on their luck. It's kids, actual families.
Real people.
You do have to have children to get into our program. So
okay.
We don't take any single men or single women. You have to have children or be pregnant. So.
Well, it sounds like a neat program. And the bike ride, again, let's remind everybody what that's about. The date, is there a charge for that or anything?
Yes.
Yeah, how does
that
work?
$10 for a child or $15 for an adult or $40 for a whole family.
Okay.
So you can register online and you can get that information off of our website or our Facebook page. It'll give you a link to where you can register at. Everybody gets a t-shirt up to 150 riders. And so all the information is on there about it, and it's October 20th.
All around Bartlesville, or mostly downtown?
It's the parade route, yeah.
Okay.
So it's kind
so
of about
downtown.
Yeah, just downtown.
All the good spots, and yeah. Like, and it's going to be cool photo ops. You know, I mean, little kids don't really get the opportunity to ride in the middle of the street. You know,
yeah.
From the Price Tower and stuff. So.
Uh-huh. And you'll yeah. have stops
cool.
and mm-hmm. things yeah. to do along the way.
Yeah.
And everybody checking out beautiful downtown
yep.
Bartlesville.
Yep.
Which is,
we have a couple of door prizes at the end, and uh-huh. so I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, great deal. It sounds like another good event for Bartlesville. Good stuff, Charlie. I mean, there's a new one for us.
It is a new one for us, and I know that the churches that get involved, mm-hmm. you sleep at the church overnight, but then they, I forget the time, but you have to be up, out, take your stuff and out the door
out
because
the
church needs their church building.
They do have right. their day-to-day stuff, and you get moving, get to your job, and you have the day center. So it's a neat program. It's fascinating.
Well, and we love integrating the churches, too, because it really gives them the opportunity to really... You know, most organizations don't have a chance to actually do that, to, like, yeah. open their doors and, like, we're going to house you because we care about you and your future.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cool, it's again, it's a win-win-win situation.
Well, you know, knowing the legacy of so many organizations in our care and concern, and,
yeah.
and Mutual Girls Club, so many of these came out of church organizations and, or you know, the people going to different churches and getting together with an idea and saying, hey, we ought to, and... You know, there's a need, and
yeah.
and these things are going decades later, and it's just a great thing about Bartlesville. It's not surprised that we were one of the first in the state to have a program like
yeah.
that.
Really says a lot about who this community has always been, but the people that make up this community today that are saying, I mean, sleep in our building.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I mean, it's such a generous community, and there's so many aspects to that, and we see it all the time. And I love to focus on that on our show. It's one of the great things that
yeah.
that makes being a businessman in Bartlesville and part of the, you know, a third generation business, and you know, knowing that is so important to my grandmother and grandfather. And anyway, it's something that I think is just is an exciting part of what I get to do. And it's great to talk to you guys.
Yeah, mm-hmm. thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, that's good. But we do have a lot going on out at the dealership.
I want us to turn the clock back a few days. You had a fun
event
with
huge
the car folks.
On Friday night, we had the Oldies and Goodies Car Club out there, and there were lots of old cars, hundreds of people. So we had to go out and get more hot dogs. We had the band. We had a great time. Everybody was wowed, and I hope we can do that again. To Ken and everybody who helped, Marsha, everybody who helped us put that on, John Wooten and his band. I mean, it was incredible. I couldn't be there, unfortunately. I saw pictures, but I was out of town last weekend. But I got to be there for the next one, and I'll make sure that when it gets scheduled, this thing kind of sprang up organically, and I had my trip already planned. But anyway, it was outstanding, and I want to do that again. It was really neat to have so many people out there looking at cars and talking about it, and you know, that's another organization that does a lot of great stuff, not just, you know, around the cars, but they do a lot of neat things with cars to help people and keep people engaged, visiting nursing homes and
right.
and helping the Tri-County Tech automotive programs where they train technicians and body men that might eventually end up working at Dungis. And, you know, that's a really important thing to our community. And, you know, Tri-County's another partner, like I mentioned, with the Price Tower on
right.
helping us pull this Right Chef thing off. You know, there's other stuff going on. I was talking to Blair Ellis at the Bartlesville Public Schools Foundation this week, and they've got a reception coming up to
yes, they
support
do.
The STEM initiative in the elementary program, and we're going to sponsor that again. That's coming up on the 22nd. I think you can check that out at
I'm
BPS.
Operating from memory, so I could be wrong, but I think they want to raise $10,000 this year to add that next module for the elementary school STEM curriculum.
That's right, and Bartlesville Education Promise, I know, also has an event coming up with...
That's on Saturday the 2nd, or if not the 2nd, whatever that first
yeah,
Saturday in November
it's
is.
It's a breakfast. You can get get a breakfast ticket, and just, you know, anybody in the Rotary Club or anybody involved in that organization, probably just look it up online and you can get information.
Actually, it's Masonic Lodge is serving breakfast, so get your tickets either from, I'll mention just because Martin Garber and any of the other folks that are involved in Barbersville Education Promise or I must say, a Mason.
Yeah, no, that's right. And anyway, another great deal coming on, all to help our school system and the programs going on in the schools. That's another great part of being in Bartlesville is, you know, it's a, you know, our public education is really public. Everybody's involved in it, and that's such a great great testament to Bartlesville, such a great school system for a long time.
It's not something that you get involved in much, but just because it's an important date for folks, if you're not registered to vote, tomorrow is your deadline. Please get registered.
No, that's for sure. I encourage everyone to vote. I'm always amazed that people don't take advantage of that opportunity at the rate that in our country that I would think they would, because it is so important. And, you know, regardless of what your beliefs are, it's to be engaged and like we've been talking in this program. I mean, things don't just happen without people, you know, rolling up their sleeves and putting stuff together. It takes people, and a credit to anyone willing to serve and to run for office in today's time. That can be a challenge, I'm sure. And their dedication and you know, work for us is really important, and we owe them to go out and vote.
Home of the 995 oil change, but also the low price tire and brake guarantee.
That's right, and great deals on cars. We've got incredible values right now on a lot of the last remaining 2018 model year vehicles that are out there. We're in the model year end period still a little bit. Some of the major lines are getting pretty picked over. F-150's pretty much moved out of 18 into 19. Still have a few Super Duties and an Expedition or two and a couple of different kinds of vehicles on the Ford and Lincoln side, a few on the Toyota side, but the 19s are coming in. They're great. They have a lot of new stuff on them, so you want to check that out. I'm particularly impressed, and we've talked about it before, but with the new Expedition and Navigator, and with their great performance and the style and comfort of the vehicles, and plus all the technology and safety stuff they've done there. I mean, they recently got a Best Value Award, the Expedition did, for being the best buy in that segment of large SUVs, and the Navigator's already received many awards for its great design and what it does, and they really do perform really well. The Expedition and Navigator hadn't been recreated and all new in a long time, and we're really excited to have those. So you need to come check those out. Then on the Toyota side, you know, I think that we have a new Camry, and if you haven't seen it, it is still worth coming to look at. It's a few months since it was truly new, but it's amazing. It's a transformational Camry from a car that's been around for a long time. A four-door sedan kind of becomes predictable sometimes to people, a car that's had so many of them out there on the road, but this one's not predictable. It's not the same old Camry.
There's a reason for that too, right?
Oh yeah.
There's a lot on the road.
Yeah,
for good reason.
That's right. They're very well well made and very reliable. But you know, Mr. Toyota comes and talks to us about their plans, and Toyota's so great about that, truthfully. But he has a vision for the cars that they not just be utilitarian and great, you know, reliable vehicles, which Toyotas always have, and that they be inspirational too. And you know, and he's begun to put that DNA really into the Toyotas. And I mean, they've always had it. I mean, but you know, the market, there's so many choices right now for people and all kinds of brands and different models. And you know, I think it's you know, so you have to be kind of different, and you know, everybody wants to have their thing. And you know, but Toyota has announced this week they are going to really have a Supra that's coming. I've had a lot of old Supra buyers talking to me for several years about this, and that's an iconic Toyota sports car that was last made in the 90s, and it'll be a great vehicle. Mr. Toyota is also very interested in performance vehicles, so I know he'll take great care in that vehicle and
I'm looking forward to seeing the look of it. I've seen a fair amount of social media buzz on it on some of the websites, but it'd be fun to actually
Yeah, soon. Everybody's really see it and sit in it. Yeah, I think that's coming pretty soon now, probably next year. We've got new RAV4 coming right around the corner, so we're in the kind of the closeout period on the current model, which means incentives are really good on RAV4. I mentioned the Camry; it has good incentives and good lease opportunity on the Camry, Corolla, RAV4, CHR. All those leasing pretty well right now on the 19 models. So you might check that out if you're interested in getting the lower payment. Used cars are another great opportunity right now. We've seen. Truthfully, new cars are getting more expensive. They, mm-hmm. They have a lot of technology in them today. And, I saw something in the press about people's expectations of what they might pay for a truck versus what it actually costs. And, usually there's a truck available at that price people might expect, but it's not usually the one they want. Well, there's so much more content in trucks mm-hmm. than there were a few years ago. And, you get the seat heaters and air conditioners and all the comfort stuff, and it and everybody wants it, but it does cost it. It's changed trucks and it has a bit more expensive. So used cars create an opportunity for people to get some of that same stuff a couple years later, and it's a great value, and we see a lot of people making those choices, with certification programs that are out there right now, any of the manufacturer programs or at Dungis. We have our Q-certified program, which is on almost all our used cars, come with a no-cost, two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty that's a nationwide warranty that comes with roadside assistance, and it truly is good anywhere around the nation, travels with you. You don't have to do your service at Dungis or anything like that. It's a real warranty. We also have it on our new vehicles for 7 years and 100,000 miles, a powertrain warranty that comes at no additional cost. So make your deal and you get that for complimentary from us mm-hmm. in order to kind of separate us from the competition.
And it does. I think when you buy a brand X at some other dealership and it has the manufacturer's warranty, which typically is really good.
No, it is. Yeah. And the manufacturer's warranty is going to cover more than our powertrain warranty does. But, the stuff that really is going to cost you money, a lot of times the big stuff is the engine, the transmission, those big things. And so, we can help you cover that, and not forever, but for a longer period than the manufacturer is going to cover it in most cases. And that's what we're to do if, the fixing cars with all this technology and safety stuff, the electronics can't be expensive anymore. I see that all the time on my vehicles I drive and my family drives.
And I think that's one thing that made your 995 oil change more than, I think, a great value in that, okay, it's a great price, first of all.
Sure.
But the fact that it's more than just out comes the oil, on goes the new filter, in goes the new oil, goodbye. It's the fact you look over the vehicle on all those points, you give the written report card, cold cranking amps on the battery, how's the brakes doing, everything else.
It's more for the consumer, but it's more for us, too, because we're not making money on a 995 oil change. We're doing it in order to get you to come in and meet us and be able to experience that it isn't just an oil change, that it's about the, providing your value and your transportation, and that you're going to need that oil change. You need the tires. You need to make sure the brakes work. It's not just selling cars. It's really maintenance and maintaining the car and keeping people safe in it that we try to focus on. That's just our approach to, kind of encourage you to do business with us.
With or without an appointment.
That's right. The oil change now on either shop will work with an appointment. And it's really easy to get an appointment. You go online and there's a scheduler that's tied into our shop system that dispatches the work. So it tells the advisor what you need, when you're coming. It connects to your vehicle so we know who you are and what you have. It's easy to go online and do that, and it does put it right into our scheduler, so it's easy to do, and you can avoid the hassles of making the phone call that way. A lot of people are choosing to do that now. If you want to give us a call, that's great too, or come on by, like you said, no appointment necessary, and a lot of times it's pretty quick whether you have an appointment or not. But the appointment just essentially make sure we know you're coming, that way we're ready when you get there, and get you in line quicker so that we can get you out faster, hopefully.
Imagine anyone not using that seriously. I mean, like, who's not going to use a knife? And it's quality, too. And well, they're cool. And they got Wi-Fi if you want to wait. I've done Wi-Fi. I talk like I know. I've done this many times. And, oh, yeah. And, like, people are cool. I talk to JC when I'm there. Yeah. Like, they're really cool. And it's cheap. And they get it done. And it's good. And they give you a little sheet that has, like, everything's up to... No, or in my case, not up to date. But
and the last time I was in, they right on the sheet, it says this is what you need, and this is what it could cost you next time. So you can plan for it a little
bit. No, we do try to help you plan for it. Yeah. And, you know, hopefully you'll remember us when you're ready to buy a car. That's the whole idea.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that would be at DuntressChoice.com.
That's right, or 918-333-0900.
And, of course, participate in their run to Beeville.
Tour de Beeville.
Thank you so much for the verbiage. I appreciate it.
And the Right Chef event and everything else.
News on the way next from CBS. Do you know your Medicare rights and responsibilities? Call Phoenix Insurance and find out. 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville.